We have questions from Hungary and Argentina in this week's episode of Niner Talk, and that is awesome. I'm your host, Taylor Price, and I'm here once again to answer your latest Twitter questions from wherever they came from. Even if they came from the couch in your mom's basement, that's all good. Let's start the show. Andrus has our leadoff question. Compared to other teams, how do you evaluate the 49ers 2014 draft class? Hashtag Niner Talk, a true hashtag faithful from Hungary. Well, my good friend, you can't compare our draft to other teams because every squad has different needs. But in regards to what Trent Baalke and the Niners achieved in this draft, each pick either addressed a need or we created more depth across the roster. And when you look at what the Mel Kuypers of the world said, they gave this draft an A, so I'm gonna trust those opinions. But if you ask me personally, I think the Niners got excellent value in each round of the draft, and I can't wait to see the newcomers join the mix and start the action in this 3-day minicamp starting on Friday. Vlad wants to know, what rookie are you most excited to see play? As I said previously, I want to see them all on the field, but I'm definitely eager to watch Jimmy Ward play. The Niners targeted the Northern Illinois defensive back, and they'll look to plug him in immediately as a nickel cornerback. On offense, South Carolina wide receiver Bruce Ellington is another guy I'm really interested in seeing on the field. He played 3 years of college basketball as a point guard, and now he's fully focused on football. That's a lot of Fs. But anyway, he's been fun to watch out here, and I can't wait to see him play because his body type is a lot different from San Francisco's other taller wide receivers, which leads me to my next question. Charlie writes in with this, what camp battle are you most looking forward to? This is a tough one, Chuck, but if I'm gonna say one, it's wide receivers. First of all, the competition is gonna be insane when we added Brandon Lloyd. And now the Niners went out and made another splash with the trade for Stevie Johnson, a Bay Area native. This position group is absolutely stacked. It's solid behind Michael Crabtree and Anquan Boldin. Plus, you can't forget about Quentin Patton's development heading into year two. QP asked me for a shout out on the Niner Talk show, so here it is. What's up, Q? I look forward to seeing all these guys compete when the position battle starts in the coming weeks. Joaquin from Argentina has our next question. Who is more ready to begin, Carlos Hyde or Marcus Lattimore? Well, that was the number one question for this week's show, and I must say, it's really tough to answer without having seen them practice on the field in minicamps and OTAs. But Lattimore told me last week he's experiencing no soreness in his knee, and he appears to be ready to shine in the offseason program. Hyde, on the other hand, he's a power running back, and he could be used as a complementary piece to the other runners on the team. The Niners like Hyde's upside, and he could be a future starter for the 49ers. As for how soon that'll happen, let's wait and see who emerges in the offseason practices before we start creating May depth charts. Jennifer has the next question. What's this voodoo mess about players who have made the cover of Madden NFL? I have no idea what you're talking about. Colin Kaepernick, he's in the mix for this year's cover, and I think fans should vote for him and not worry about a curse. When I was on the cover in 2003, I had one of my most productive years ever. I'm just saying. Last up for this week's show, Hall of Famer fan asks, how do I convince my family to cut Thanksgiving short so I can attend the San Francisco-Seattle game? That's easy. You get together for brunch and get plenty of turkey bacon. Then you head on over to Levi's Stadium and get ready for the roughest, toughest turkey bowl in the entire country.